PSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, beckoned to Cairo for an emergency meeting with the President of Egypt, Mr. Sisi. At the same time, we're told by London reporting that Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, is invited to Riyadh for an emergency meeting with Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, all about the crisis in the Middle East, Gaza now, but the threat of Hezbollah, the threat of Iran. The U.S. has one carrier in the region right now, soon to be joined by the Eisenhower, a feeling of anxiety all across the Mediterranean basin. To help me understand how this story is being reported in Italy, I welcome my good friend Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, who's in Genoa. That's Columbus's hometown. And we go now to understand why Giorgia Meloni is going to Cairo, what is to be accomplished, and how the Italian people are hearing the news, the horrible news, out of Israel. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Giorgia Meloni is a problem solver. We've seen that in the short time she's been prime minister, dealing with the migrant story, dealing with the politics in Rome, dealing with Germany and the European Union in the slowdown, and dealing with Ukraine and supporting Ukraine as a member of NATO. How is her participation in this conference in Cairo, how is it being presented to the Italian people? What are the newspapers saying? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me say that this participation came out of the blue, as you say. I read on the news that Mrs. Meloni was invited by the president of Egypt, Al-Sisi, to join the Cairo Peace Summit, which will be participated also by the General Secretary of the United Nations, Saudi Arabia, and other 11 countries, among them Turkey, Bahrain, Kuwait, Cyprus. And Italy is the only European country, to my knowledge, that will join such a meeting. I don't know if this is the result of other talks that Giorgia Meloni had in Rome over the last 5 days. The first one with the King of Jordan, and the second one with the Emir of Bahrain. I think Giorgia is very active in trying to, well, I'm using a word that maybe is not the right one, to calm down a situation that's really very, 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 very hot. And don't forget that Italy is part of the Mediterranean area. So to a certain extent, we are very close to such a conflict area. And I'm sure that Giorgia can bring the energy that she's now demonstrating to have in managing a foreign affair dossier. And she's very pragmatic. So in my opinion, she can bring some rational proposal to try and move the Arab countries to a certain extent to do what is felt as something urgent, like the hostages being free and the conflict being calmed down. Let's see what will happen. How the situation is perceived in Italy about the latest news from the area? Well, let's say that at the very beginning, there was a strong reaction against Israel being accused to be the one shooting the missile. But after the evidence that have been brought by Israeli officers, I think that the situation is changing pretty rapidly. There were protests in many of the Italian towns in favor of the Palestinian people. And the Palestinian people really are, together with the poor family touched by such criminal activities of Hamas, those that are really suffering the result of such a dramatic situation.
It is a fraught situation for many countries around the world to know what comes next, but we must attend to other news in Italy. So I want to go to a story that is very important to Italy. It's not life or death. It's a betting scandal. And two of your most important players, Sandro Tonali and Niccolò Zaniolo, are named in London media as...
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but it's a sort of recurring story that something wrong happened in what is the world of the football in Italy. Don't forget that football is a sort of a maniacal entertainment for all the Italians that are really fan of such a sport. And unfortunately, these young players that are seen by young generation as a sort of icon to imitate are doing something really not ethical at all. It's forbidden to beat on the matches by players, and unfortunately this guy were beating a lot of money, even asking to their colleagues to have money from them in order to continue and increase their, let me say, investment in something which is against the ethical rule of sport. Now there are some sanctions that have been taken against them. One of them, Zaniolo, was disqualified for 7 months. So he will not play until next May, and he will do also 5 months of social activities in order, let's say, to recover from such a disease that is a disease of betting money and increasing such a disease the more you bet money. Not a good story, let me tell you, and I do hope that this will be brought to the attention of the media, to the attention of the public opinion, but particularly to the attention of young generation, as something that we should not do. And there is always the possibility to recover from that.
I want to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Costa Cruise Lines. You're in Genoa because you're going to attend an event in these next hours that celebrates the Costa Cruise Lines. I looked them up online. They have many tours in the Mediterranean, stopping in all the cities of France and Italy. The Costa Cruise looks like a joy for people who come to Italy. It's a wonderful way to say the Mediterranean. And you tell me that you don't spend very much time at sea. Is that correct? You go from city to city.
Absolutely. They go from city to city. There is so much to see in the Mediterranean area. So practically the cruise is just a way to move from one of the beautiful European city on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea to another one. And so have all the passengers enjoying the beauty of these towns. Let me say that Costa is the inventor of the luxury cruise line. They did it after the Second World War. They were the very first one launching such a new business. And so they are a sort of icon. And I'm proud to be invited to this anniversary because I have the custody of the Costa family archive. So I have a lot of memories regarding the way they started such a business and the way they also decided to make the interior of the business as much as possible very warm, very welcome to all the passengers enjoying their vacation and going around the world. Now, Costa is part of the Carnival family, and they are devoted to the cruise line in the Mediterranean and no more around the world.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, Giorgio Meloni to Cairo. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,